This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Bruchim Aboim. Agen Kvito, Aget Yar, Apiskotava. Shkoyach everyone for coming. It's a nice mix. We have Baruch Hashem, a nice showing from the shul, and from Kal Torah Semes in Queens, and of course Chavirim from Chol Tfutzos Yisrael. So Shkoyach everyone for coming, and we should be Zoichem Ratz Hashem next year to be sitting Tachas Sukasa Shalav Yasa and Mherv Yaminu Amen. So Leil Hashanah Rabbah is a Rosh Pizan of David HaMelech. It's the Chasima Gedoyla. We know a Sukkos, we're Nidoin Al HaMayim. And even though on all the Yomim Tovim are Yumeidin, but nevertheless, the human life is dependent on Mayim, and therefore Sukkos is the most important of all the Yumeidin. And Hashanah Rabbah is a Chasima Gedoyla for Mayim. And Melchemes Goyg Umagoyg, of course, which we have a tradition, takes place on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and concludes tonight. Tonight is the conclusion of Melchemes Goyg Umagoyg. We know Goyg Umagoyg is Gematria 70, Keneged the Shivim Umois, who are Poiches V'Hoylech. They dissipate. Finally, on Hoshana Rabbah, they come to their complete destruction. So we should be taka b'zoicha to see the destruction of all the Sinai Yisrael, B'vias Goyal Tzedek. So tonight I want to speak about, we're laning now the end of the Torah, we're laning Mishnah Torah, we're laning the end of Sefer Devarim, and really the last days of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Sefer Devarim begins with Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Moshe Rabbeinu only lives a total of 37 days in Sefer Devarim. And amazingly, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Vayelech, Moshe says, Vayomer Aleihem ben Me'a Ve'Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. I'm 120 days today, 120 years today. I cannot be loichem the mechamto shel Torah. Hashem Omar Eli loy savers hayarden azeh. Hashem told me I can't cross into Eretz Yisrael. So apparently Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Devarim is talking the last day of his life. This is the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And the Gemara says, from here we learn a very important yesod. The Gemara in Soita says, from here we learn, if Moshe Rabbeinu says, today I'm 120 years, Vayomer Aleihem ben Me'a Ve'Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom, Ein Talmud Loimar Hayom, Hayom Molu Yomai Ushnoisai. Today my days are complete, today my years are complete, L'lamedcha Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Mashlim Shnoiseyem Shel Tzadikim, Miyom Liyom, U'mechoidesh L'choidesh. That there's a concept that Tzadikim, they pass away on the same day of their birth, they pass away on the same month of their birth. And by the way, Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains very beautifully, Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains that really everybody should pass away on the day they were born. Because Ribbono Shelam is the master craftsman, and we know if somebody creates a watch, so the watch is perfectly tuned. If you have a special master craftsman, the watch always remains fine-tuned, provided that the user uses it properly. So if you treat your Rolex properly, it will have exact time for its entire career. So Hashem creates a person, they're like a watch. The heart ticks, tick, 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 tick. And when it comes time to go, a person should really go on the day that they were born. LMI, we don't handle the merchandise properly. We don't treat ourselves properly. We don't live the way we should. But tzaddikim, of course, tzaddikim, they'll pass away the day they were created because they treat the guf, the watch, the merchandise, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam intended. Be it as it may, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the day that he died. He was born on the day that of his demise. And what day is that? Anybody know what day was Moshe Rabbeinu Nifter? Zayin Adar. The Gemara in Soita doesn't say that. The Tosefta in Soita says, how do I know Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar and he passed away on Zayin Adar? From this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ben Me'a Ve'Esrim Shana Anoichi Hayoim. From here we learn Moshe was born on Zayin Adar and he was Nifter on Zayin Adar as well. The Gemara in Kedushin though says it beferosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and he was Niftar on Zayin Adar, Shenemar, Vayomer Aleihem, Ben Me'a, Ve'Esrim Shana, Anoichi Hayoim, Le'uchal Oid, Latzeis V'Lavai. So from here we learn, Hashem is Mamale, the life of Tzadikim, Miyoim Liyoim, U'mechoidesh L'choidesh. Comes the Marsha, and the Marsha asks a very interesting question. Hashem is Mamale, the days of the Tzadikim, it says Miyoim Liyoim, it says mechoidesh l'choidesh, but the Gemara doesn't say mishana l'shana. Why doesn't it say mishana l'shana? Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu 120 years old? Says Marsha, no, he wasn't 120 years old. Because actually, if you're born on Zayin Adar, when do you become 120 years old? On Vav Adar. Vav Adar, you've completed your 120th year. Zayin Adar is already the beginning of the next year. Technically speaking, in halacha, Yom Echad L'Shana is Kishana Mole for Bar Mitzvah. When is a kid 13? When he's 13 in a day, he's already a Bar Mitzvah. One day in a year is a year. So it comes out, says the Marsha, Moshe Rabbeinu was not 120 years old when he passed away. Moshe Rabbeinu was halachically 121 years old when he passed away. That's why the Gemara says, Hashem is Mamale Shnoisim Shal Tzadikim Miyoim Liyoim, Zayin Adar to Zayin Adar. Mechoidesh L'Choidesh. What is Mechadesh L'Chadesh? Adar to Adar. But Meshano L'Shano not. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not live a complete last year. His last year was a segment of a year. In fact, the Marsha says, the remez to this idea is Ribon Shem always does something like this. Amale, Smispar Yamecha Amale. If you take out the first Aleph of Amale, says Marsha, you get Mem Lamed Aleph. What's the Gematria of Mem Lamed Aleph? 71. So really, the human lifespan is 70 years. But Hashem adds a year to the tzaddik, a year, a day into the next year, because Ribbono Shel Olam gives overtime. Hashem pays extra. So in reality, says Marsha, Moshe did not live 120 years. He lived 121 years. You see Mishaya? Good? Me and on the camera. Two of me, right? You see both of them. Okay, good. So I have to make sure the treasurer sees me, okay? So, 121 years. Comes Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz asks, so then what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Ben Mea Ve'esrim Shana Anoichi Ayom, then I'm 120 years old. He wasn't 120 years old. He's 121 years old. That's the kasha of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. The truth is, I was bothered by this question for many years. This year is many years in the making. I had it like 87% until basically Erev Shabbos. I was always bothered by this question. I think I maybe even heard somebody ask this question. How come we always say Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old? If he was born on Zayin Adar and he was Niftar on Zayin Adar, then in truth, he lived 121 years. And in fact, the Marsha says he did live 121 years. So ask Rabbi Yonasan, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, today I'm 120 years old? In fact, today he's 121 years old. Tonight we're going to speak about the last day of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do on his last day? So the Gemara says that it's a good siman if before a person goes, they're sick for a certain amount of time. One day is not good. It's too quick. 2 days is not good either, but it's better than 1 day. 3 days, the perfect amount of time is 5 days. And the Gemara learns it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tosfos asks, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sick. Because we know Ad Yom HaAchrayin, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy. He was walking in the Machane Yisrael. He was busy, busy. And the Lashon of Tosfos is, if you look at number 7, Uviyom Moisai Kosav Harbe. On the day of his death, Moshe wrote a lot. What did he write already? Well, he wrote a lot. What did Moshe Rabbeinu write? Tosfos doesn't say what he wrote. Tosfos doesn't say exactly. He just says Kosav Harbe. We know from the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam in two places, in his Hakdama to the Arach HaZakah, and his Hakdama to Perash HaMishnayis, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, before his Patira, he wrote 12 Sifrei Torah plus 1. He wrote 12 Sifrei Torah to give to each Shevet, and he was very smart. He wrote 1 to put in the Arayin. Because if he's going to give 1 to each Shevet, then 1 Shevet is going to have in their Sefer Torah Davin Nusach Ashkenaz, 1 Shevet is going to have Davin Nusach Sfar, 1 Shevet is going to have Yes Mishnah Torah, 1 Shevet is going to have No Mishnah Torah. So he put 1 Sefer Torah in the Arayin as like the master copy, that this way nobody tampers with the original text. The Lashon of the Rambam is he wrote his Sefer Torah Lefnei Moisai. When Lefnei Moisai? The Rambam doesn't say. Now if I were to ask you, how long does it take to write a Sefer Torah? Takes quite a while. You know, I never commissioned the writing of Sefer Torah. It probably takes at least a year for an average person, if they do it all day long, to write a Sefer Torah. So the Rambam says, Koide Moisai, I mean, you wouldn't have thought it would have been a week or a month before his death. You would think he started sometime before his death. And in fact, there's a Sefer, Ma'ar Ho'afela, by Rav Nesanel, one of the Chachmei Teiman, who learns that Pshat in the Rambam, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah, but Koide Moisai, is that he started Rosh Chodesh Shvat at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, and over 37 days he wrote 13 Sefer Torah, which is certainly an incredible feat. To write 13, even to write 1 Sefer Torah in 37 days is an incredible feat. But according to the Ma'ar Ho'afela, Pshat in Tosfos, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sefer Torah in his last 37 days. And even the Mar HaAvila asked, how could Moshe Rabbeinu have done such a thing? He was as a Ness. It was a miracle. It was miraculous that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to write 13 Sefer Torah in his last 37 days. The Pashut Pshat in the Psukim, though, is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote all 13 Sefer Torah in the last 6 hours of his life. If you look in the Pasuk, if you look at number 11, Vayichtoiv Moshe es Hashira Hazois Bayeimahu, Vayelamda es Bnei Yisrael. Moshe wrote the song on that day, says the Medrash in three Mekoymos. Says the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Kosav Shloish Esrei Toirois, Shteim Esrei. Here, look at the Lashon of the Medrash. Rabbanan Amri, Kivan Shiyada Moshe Shahoya Loi Lamas Ba'isei Hayoim. When Moshe knew he was going to die on that day, Ma'asa, what did he do? Amar Rav Yanai, Kosav Shlolosh Esrei Toiros. He wrote 13 Sefer Toiros. Shteim Esrei L'Shneim Asar Shvatim. V'yachas Hiniach Ba'oroin. So that if somebody wanted to forge it, there was a master copy. This is what the Medrash Rabbah says. This is what the Medrash Shoichar Toiv says. This is what the Psikta of Kahana says. And Moshe wrote all 13 Sefer Toiros V'yoymai Ha'achrei. Come the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Mordechai, and Tosfos and Menachos, and they bring the following tradition. Some Jews have a minhag. They don't learn on Shabbos between Mincha and Marav. Why? Because some people are makbid not to learn the whole year. But specifically, between Mincha and Marav, they don't learn. Why? Okay, so what? Because since Moshe Rabbeinu passed away between Mincha and Maariv, when a Talmid Chacham passes away, Beis Medrash is batal. When Talmid Chacham passes away, you're now to learn. You have to give kavod to the Chacham who passed away. And Moshe Rabbeinu passed away between Mincha and Maariv. That's the reason why we say Tzid Kascha. Why do we say Tzid Kascha says the Tshuvas HaGa'inim? Because Moshe Rabbeinu died between Mincha and Maariv on Shabbos. So in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, there are those who are noyeg not to learn on Shabbos, Bein Mincha L'Maariv. This is what's written in the Tshuvas HaGa'inim. And this is one of the opinions in the Zayar, that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away Leil on Shabbos, close to the end of the day, and therefore we say Tzid Kascha, and we don't learn. So comes the Rosh, comes the Mordechai, and comes Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Sar Shalom Goin, HaGoin Sar Shalom, who says we say Tzid Kascha, Tzidik HaDin, on Shabbos by Mincha, because Moshe Rabbeinu passed away at that time. Ask the Rishonim the obvious question. If Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos, how could he possibly have passed away on Shabbos? The Medrash says, the Psikta says, the Medrash Shachar says, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sefrei Torah b'yoymai ha'achrein. He wrote 13 Sefrei Torah. So you want to say it's impossible to write 13 Sefrei Torah? Fine. However he did it, he did it. But if you're going to say that he did it, how is it possible? How could that be reconciled with the Messiah of the Tshuvas HaGa'onim that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos? So how could he have written the 13 Sefrei Torah on Shabbos? That's the Kasha, the Rosh, the Mordechai, and Tosfos. And therefore they conclude that the Tshuvas HaGa'inim is wrong and the Kabbalah is wrong, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not pass away on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Friday. That's a Shita of Tosfos. That it's not correct. That you cannot say that Moshe passed away on Shabbos. Otherwise, how did he write the Sefer Torah? And therefore, so why do we say Tzid Kascha, says Tosfos? We say Tzid Kascha because the Neshamos are about to go back to the Gehenna. And therefore, we're matzik to din that the neshamos go back to Gehenna. But to say that we say tzikaz because Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, so how did he write the 13th Sefer Torah? That's what we're going to address tonight. How could Moshe Rabbeinu have passed away on Shabbos and yet have written Yud Gimel Sefer Torah? So here's the first teretz. The first teretz is the Shlach Kadosh, and it does not appear in any of the writings of the Shlach. The Chassam Sofer and the Tshuvas quotes the Shlach. And the Stipler of Masechta Baba Kama quotes the Shlach. That's the only two places that the Shlach is found. The Chassam Sofer and the Stipler.
Does the Stipler quote the Chassam Sofer?
No. And Chassam Sofer says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu Avada passed away on Shabbos. Like the Kabbalah. And the Tshuvas HaGa'inim. So how do you write 13 Sefer Torah? Says Chassam Sofer, there's a special shame that you could say. You say the shame, the pen jumps up, and the pen writes by itself. Says Chassam Sofer, that type of ksiva is not ksiva that writes on Shabbos. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah. You have to say that, otherwise how did he write 13 Sefer Torah? It's not a humanly possible feat. So says Chassam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu used something called Hashbaas Kolmos. The Stipler also brings down this idea, Hashbaas Kolmos, and therefore through Hashbaas Kolmos, it is permitted to write on Shabbos. In fact, Chassam Sofer in the Taras Moshe on Bayakel says this idea on his own, that it has to be that the only way Moshe Rabbeinu could have written the 13 Sefer Torah is he used the shame, and the shame wrote by itself. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas, do you think I believe in this stuff? That a person could just say, you know, hocus pocus, and a pen is going to be jump up and write a Sefer Torah? You better believe I believe in this stuff. I saw my Rebbe, the Kohen Tzedek, Rav Nosson Adler. I saw him use shemois, and they really work. So it's not really a pella that Moshe Rabbeinu knew shemois, and he was able to do... he was able to change nature. Rava Bara Gavra says Achsam Service on Hedron Samache. The Gemara in Yavama says Yeshaya was being chased by Menashe. Yeshaya said a shame and he turned into a tree. Achi Toifel, the Gemara says in Sukkah, when he was fiddling around, meddling around with the Tahoimais. Remember the Gemara with the Shitin? And he dug a little too deep and the water was in danger of flooding the world. Achi Teufel had to say a shame. And the Chassam Sofer's Megale and the Tshuva, what the shame was. It was the shame of coffee. Kuf Pei Aleph is the shame. So you want to know why is coffee is a shame. First of all, when you drink it, here you have a guy, he's mamish dead. And he drinks it and he has Tchias Hamesim. Good audience, right? So the pshat is, Kuf Pei Aleph is kale b'miluai. If you take the shame kale, aleph lamed, you spell up aleph lamed pei, lamed mem dalet is kuf pei aleph. That's one of the shemois. That's the shame of flooding. So if you live in Cedar Bay Park, be aware. Kuf pei aleph. That's the shame to prevent flooding. And then the Chassam Sofer says, let me be megala to you the shame to write Sefrei Torah. The shame to write Sefrei Torah is keses. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch wrote a sefer, the Keses HaSofer. Why is Keses the shame of writing Sefer Torah? Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe, Rosh Tevois, Tav, Tzadi, Lamed, Mem, Gematria, what? 560, Keses. That's the shame that Moshe Rabbeinu did to write 13 Sefer Torah. That is the first answer to the question. Says Chassam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos. So how do you write 13 Sefer Torah? He used the shame. And it's not a strange thing that Moshe used the shame. Let me just share with you very briefly. We have two gedolim that we have a tradition that they wrote their svarim al yedei shemais. And it did not sit well with me. One of them does not sit well with me. But what can we do? The Chidah writes in the Magal Tov that how is it possible for the Shach on Yoredeya to write so much? Shach on Yoredeya? We have a tradition the Shach had a shame. And that's how it was written. So, to me, you can't say the Shach said a shame and that's how the Shach appeared. Torah is loy b'shamayim. It doesn't work that way. Pshat is the Shach came up with the Chidushim. He knew the Psak. That he came through his own Amelos. Now it's a matter of recording it on paper, so that's tedious work. So maybe he used the shame to help him out. That's the only thing he could say. In the Sefer Zecher David, he says, this I didn't know, who is the most prolific author of all time? Rav Moshe Cordovero. He says, if you look at what Rav Moshe Cordovero wrote, the Pardes Rimonim, which is huge, is nothing. The biggest sefer ever written is a sefer called Elima, which the Ramak wrote on Yud Beis Mayanois, Ayin Tmarim, on the entire Zoyar, Raya Mehemna, Tikune Zoyar, Sefer HaYitzira, as big as Shas Bavli. The only thing, Shas Bavli was written by 100 Chachamim. How did the Ramak write so much by himself? The answer is, he used Shemois HaKsiva. That's what's in. That the Ramak used Shemois. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu write Yud Gimel Sefer Torah B'Yoyim HaAchroin? He used Shemois. In fact, the Tzror Hamar, Rabbi Avram Saba, he writes that what Moshe Rabbeinu did at the end of his life, you look at number 25, V'zeh be'emes me'anisim ha'gedoylim shebechol ha'Torah. This is one of the biggest miracles in Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't think I even knew that. If you ask, what are the biggest miracles in the Torah? You know, the Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalas HaTorah. Would anyone even have thought the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sefer Torah B'Yom HaAchron, says it's Ramar, one of the greatest nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu ever accomplished, the greatest feats ever accomplished, was that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sefer Torah B'Yom HaAchron. If you look in the Lashon of Al-Sheikh, we go back to number 23 for a moment. He says, Ma osam biksas mehayom. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do on his last day? Kosav kol ha-Torah mi-bereshis ad-le'ine kol Yisrael. Leman yiru kol Yisrael v'yomru. So that Klal Yisrael should see, now this is what the Alshach says, and I think according to the Alshach it comes out a new reason. That even though when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Luchais, the Alshach says it looked like Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Luchais, but in reality it was Ribbon Shalom who was carving out the Luchais. Kach the Kosvay Sefer HaTorah Hoya Nira Keilu Moshe HaKosev Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoya Oysa Be'etzem. Really the Ribbon Shalom was doing it. Lefize, could be. Now Moshe Rabbeinu did write the Sefer Torah B'Yom HaAchrayim. Either he didn't do it, really the Ribbono Shel Olam did it, or they did it together, and Shnayim Sha'asu are Pater. Right? That's the concept that Avram Avinu did Mila, he did Mila on Yom Kippur, there's a Shaila, how is he allowed to do it? Shalai Bizmanoi, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says Hashem was Messiah, Shnayim Sha'asu is Pater. So it could be that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Messiah, and Shnayim Sha'asu is Pater. So we have two answers so far. Either Moshe used a Shem, or the Ribbono Shel Olam Be'etzem did it himself, or he helped Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how he was able to do it. There's a tshuva in the Siach Yitzchak, where he suggests that really it's impossible that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sefer Torah B'Yom HaAchrayim. He couldn't have even done it in a month. What he did was, he basically finished off 13 Sefer Torah until he got to the last 8 Pesukim. Okay, the last 8 Pesukim, very nice. But you're now to write even one letter. Now the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu Zashita wrote the last eight psukim bedema, with tears. Now tears is ksav, sheyev shaleskayim. It's not a permanent ksav. You're not chayiv if you write bedema. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it on Shabbos bedema, and after he passed away, either Yoshua wrote it be'ink, or Moshe himself put it be'ink. Bediyoy. Yeah? But the Mefarshim asked, well, who filled it in? If Moshe filled it in, it had been that day was Shabbos. If Yeshua filled it in, it can't be he filled it in later when the Ksav wasn't there, he had to fill it in on that day. So how did Yeshua fill it in? And then he asks another question. He asks, Dema is possible to write a Sefer Torah. You can't write a Sefer Torah, but Dema, imagine if the Sefer, you come to the Sefer Torah, he wrote a Bedema. I mean, it's ridiculous, it's possible. Sefer Torah written Bedema, Halach Lamaisa is possible L'chol Adeos. So what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Bedema? So that question, the Ramami Pano addresses, and he says that there's a makoim in the ayin, in the ishoy, in the bas ayin, in the black pupil of the eye, that has black tears like ink, and you could taka write a Sefer Torah from those tears. Don't try it at home, but that's what the Ramami Pano says, that there's a pocket of black tears, thick black tears, and he says when Moshe wrote it, his ayin was not chasar, and the Sefer Torah was kosher. The answer that I want to bring out tonight is the answer of the Ramami Pano. I looked for it for a very long time. It's quoted in Shasu Tshuvas She'elas Yaivetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden introduces this answer by saying, the only one who's able to make shalom between Bavli, Medrash, and the Zohar is Ramami Pano. He's oisa shalom b'mroimo v'yasa shalom aleinu. He's able to reconcile all Ma'amari Chazal that they all fit together. And let's introduce this idea with a very important concept for Hashanah Rabbah. We spoke by Shal Shudas today. We spoke out the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Roi Keach, the Ramah, that there's an ancient custom that the night of Hashanah Rabbah, you go out into the fields. Now I'll tell you do you want to know the original ancient custom? I'll tell you in a minute. And you look, you see the moon. See, that's the moon. And the moon shines on you. And it makes a shadow. And if that shadow makes another shadow, you're going to live out the year. And if it doesn't make another shadow, you're not going to live out the year. Say, oh, that's superstitious. Ooh, we don't believe in that. So Gemara in Horeos Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, if you want to know if you're going to live out the year, go out into the light. If you see the shadow of the shadow, you're going to live. If you don't see the shadow, you're not going to live. Says the Ramban, says the Ramban, what is that talking about? What night of the year do you need to see the shadow of your shadow? Says the Rishonim, it refers to the night of Hashanah Rabbah. Says the Ramban, it's a pasuk in Chumash. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Meraglim, don't worry, we're going to destroy the enemies in Canaan. Sart Sila Me'aleim, their shadows have left. so we'll be able to kill them. Says Ramban, what does it mean their shadows have left? That means the night of Hoshana Rabbah, if you don't have a shadow, you're not going to make it through the year. Says Moshe, I know the night of Hoshana Rabbah, the people in Canaan did not have a shadow, therefore we're going to kill them, don't be afraid. The entire year, says Ramban, is merumas in the shadow of your shadow, the night of Hoshana Rabbah. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah brings us down l'maisa. However, the Ramah says, don't do it. Because what's going to happen if you don't see the shadow of your shadow? You're going to be afraid. And if you're afraid, you get bad mazel. If you have bad mazel, then taka, you're not going to make it. So don't even, you shouldn't tell your children about this. I know people have anxiety about this. I saw it in the magazines already. They have an advertisement for anxiety pills for people who don't see the shadow of their shadow in Hoshana Rabbah night, kosher, with all the... Don't look into it, okay? They have for stage fright, for public speaking, and for lack of shadow in Hoshana Rabbah. Don't look at it. But the Ramah said, don't look at it. But Lamaisa, Al Pi the Rishonim, there's a real thing. In fact, that Vudraham brings down, the night of Hoshana Rabbah, people would get undressed, put on linen garments, go out into the field, remove their garments completely, stand in the moonlight, Zavudraham, and see if they could see the shadow of their hands. Each finger represents their boys, and the left side is the girls, and depending on whether you see all your fingers, that's everything is alluded to in the shadow. Interesting. The Roikeach says further. The Roikeach says that every human being has two dimensions to it. You have, you know, your physical dimension, your body, and in your body is your neshama. What percent of your neshama is in your body? Kemat, it's negligible. Your neshama is not really in your guf. Most of the neshama trickles up until finally it's tachas kisei akavod, together with all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Your body to your neshama is like your shoe to your body. Nobody lives in their shoe unless you're an old lady. Most people don't live in your shoe. Only your foot is in your shoe. The same way only your foot is in your shoe, only the lowest part of the neshama is in the guf. So you have your body, and you have a small part of the neshama. This is called Selam HaTachtoin. Then everybody has a Selam HaElyon. Selam HaElyon is, you, every Jew, has a spiritual entity, which is in Shamayim right now, that is aware of certain things that are happening, that will happen, could see the future, could see what Hashem has in store. Every human being has Selam HaElyon. The Gemara often says, sometimes a person is afraid. They don't know why. Ihu loichazi, mazle chazle. They don't know, but they're mazel and shamayim. They're supernal, their supernatural being recognizes it. You have a Selam HaTachtoin, you have a Selam HaElyon. Says the Roikeach, when we say that the night of Hoshana Rabbah you need to have a tselem, it refers to the tselem ho'elyon. The night of Hoshana Rabbah, the tselem ho'elyon is very prominent. The rest of the year, maybe we're not as in touch with it, but the night of Hoshana Rabbah, when we say you need to have a tzel, it means the tselem ho'elyon. Okay, that's the hakdama, that's the introduction. This is brought in all the Rishonim, most notably the Roikeach. Comes the Ramah Mipano. And Ramah Mipano says like this, that the truth is that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Friday. You know what day he passed away? Vav Adar. And the truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos. You knew the whole thing already? You chapped it? What? He knew. What? A good shear makes that you thought you knew it the whole time, right? So Shabbos, so Moshe Rabbeinu really passed away on Friday. And Moshe Rabbeinu really passed away Shabbos before Mincha at the time of Tzidkascha. How's that possible? So the Bach, I'm going to tell you two ways of saying, the Bach quotes the Ramah Mipano that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Friday and the Kavura was Shabbos by Mincha time, but since the Neshama until the Kavura is still in the embrace of the Shekhinah, so it's Ke'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu also passed away on Shabbos. So really Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Friday, but the Kavura was Shabbos. That's how the Bach quotes the Ramah Mipano. But that's not really what the Ramah Mipano says. That's not how Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes the Ramah Mipano. That on Shabbos, on Friday, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael the following words. Vayomer aleihem ben mea ve'esrim shana anoichi hayom loy uchal oid lotzeis v'lavavi. I can't debate in Torah anymore. Can't debate in Torah, why not? Moshe Rabbeinu selem ho'elyon departed. Memela, it's Keilu Moshe Rabbeinu was mess on Vav Adar. Hashem was Memale Yamav, Chadashav, Ushinoisav. But he still lived until Shabbos by Mincha. He didn't pass away until Shabbos by Mincha. When did he write the Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah? He wrote it on Friday. Chas v'shal Moshe Rabbeinu did not write any Sifrei Torah on Shabbos. His Yom HaAchroin, because in the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu, as long as he's able to be Loichei Melchamta Shel Torah, he's a Chai. Once he's not able anymore to be Loichei Melchamta Shel Torah, so it's Loyucha Loid Lotzis V'lovoy, that's the Yom of his Ptira. That's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes the Ramami Pano. Okay, we're almost there. In the Tashbetz Katan is the Talmud Mavok of the Marami Rotenberg. How does Sefer Yeshua begin? Moshe Avdi Meis. Moshe, my servant, died. The Oisiois Shniois of Moshe Avdi Meis. What are the Oisiois Shniois of Moshe Avdi Meis? Shabbos. Is a remez that Moshe passed away on Shabbos. Comes a chida in the Dvash Lefi. Why is Moshe's patira alluded to in the Oisiyos Shniyos? Why isn't that alluded to in the Oisiyos Rishonos? Because only the second patira of Moshe was Shabbos. The first patira of Moshe was Friday. So that's why the remez to Shabbos is Oisiyos Shniyos, says the chida. In fact, the Bnei Yisaskar quotes the Tashbetz and quotes the chida. And he says, this answers the Kasha of the Rosh, that really Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Friday, and he wrote the Yud Gimel Sefer Torah on Friday. Okay. And it says, B'nai Yisrael, so I'm going to add my own remez. The Gematria of Moshe Avdi Meis is Ani Eis Ratzai. And that's why Shabbos by Mincha we say, V'ani Silasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzai. Says Ramami Pano, let's get clear what happened. His Tselem Ho'elyoin left on Shabbos. Excuse me, his Shalom Elyon left on Friday. His Neshama left on Shabbos. He wrote the Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah on Friday. Friday was Vav Adar. His Yom Aptira was Zayin Adar. So how... One thing I was a little hesitant to say was that when the Rishonim say that on Hoshana Rabbah you need to have a shadow... Is that the same thing as the Tselem HaElyon? So Baruch Hashem, by Shal Shudis, I said over the shir about the shadows, I happened to see in the Roikeach that the Roikeach learns that the definition of the Tzel that the Rishonim speak about when it comes to Hoshana Rabbah is this Tselem HaElyon, this supernatural being that exists in Shamayim. Be it as it may, so it comes out very beautiful. It comes out Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on a Friday. On B'yom HaAchron he wrote Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah. On that day he said, Lo Yuchal Oid Lotzeis V'Lavai. So let's come back to the original question. Let's come back to the question of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. So it comes out Moshe Rabbeinu was 121 years old. The answer should be very pashut. Moshe Rabbeinu never lived 121 years. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter Vav Adar. He continued to live to Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu only considered it that he lived till Vav Adar. It happens to be Zayin Adar is when the Hestalkus of his Neshama completely. Now, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz says a similar answer. He quotes in Megala Amukos that the Neshama leaves the day before a person passes away. Now, that's also an interesting idea. That a person's Neshama leaves the Guf a day before. We're saying slightly different. This is the way the Ramami Pano himself says it. That Moshe Rabbeinu Tselem HaElyon left on Vav Adar, Erev Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Tselem HaTachton was Nifter on Zayin Adar. So, these are some of the Soidos of the Yom HaAchron of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ksiva of the Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah. And now we come to the end of the Torah. We come to the Zois HaBracha, the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael. It's interesting, the last 8 psukim of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Bedema. The Inyan is, these 8 psukim are from the Shar Nun of the Torah, the highest level of Torah. So the Maaseh Rekech once says, so if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really alive, so why did Hashem give him that extra day? So what did he do on that last day? He didn't write the Sefer Torah. He wrote the Sefer Torah on Friday. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do that Shabbos? What? You know the answer to this one? What do you do on Shabbos? What? What do you do on Shabbos?
Giving your gift to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
So Master Kech brings a Rashi that on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, who gave shir? Yehoshua. Yehoshua gave shir. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meturgeman. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu the Meturgeman? So that people shouldn't say, well, Moshe was alive, Yeshua was nothing. Oh, he's the Mamala Makam because there's nobody better. So Hashem dafka made it that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meturgeman for Yeshua for one day, so to give cover to Yeshua. So Master Rekech says, and what day was that? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's last day. And why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to pass away? So it says, in Malchus Noigas Lechaverta K'moy Nima. No two reigns could, you know, infringe upon each other. So it says in Maaser Kech, the truth is, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't for Moshe. It didn't do any Moshe Rabbeinu anything. It was a gift for Klal Yisrael, for Yehoshua, to be able to give shir that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting there. So Moshe Rabbeinu's life, so to speak, was up Vav Adar. And then Hashem kept him around for one day, Zayin Adar, so that Yehoshua could be the Mamala Malkoim and continue on the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we should be Zoicha on this great day of Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of the Pariyachag, the day that all the Umay Sa'olam dissipate. We should be Zoicha to see the dissipation of all the Sonei Yisrael. We should be Zoicha on the Shpizen of David HaMelech, Ben David, Yavoi, V'yigalenu, V'mher V'yaminu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.